Fight for Sight are funding some gene editing research, and we're looking at conditions involving the retina. Now, to tell us more, from University College in London, we have with us Dr. Jackie van der Spey.
Thank you so much for having me, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell me a little bit about the research then, Jackie. What retinal conditions are you looking at? Because there's quite a lot out there.
That's what's interesting about this research is that, in theory, it could be used to treat any inherited disease. So just to explain a little bit, at the moment, there's a lot of attention on gene replacement therapies for the treatment of inherited retinal diseases that are inherited in an autosomal recessive fashion. So what that means is that a patient will inherit a faulty copy of a gene from each parent, and the mutation in the gene will result in a loss of function of that particular gene. So the patient effectively has no function encoded by that particular gene. And so in gene replacement therapy, the idea is that a normal copy of a gene is packaged up in a viral particle, generally an inactivated recombinant adeno-associated virus. And this is used to deliver a normal copy of the gene to the cell type of interest to replace this loss of function. However, what we know is that not all genes are suitable, or not all inherited retinal diseases that are of a loss of function type are suitable for treatment by gene replacement therapy. For example, a lot of genes are just too large to be packaged into the viral particle. So there is a limitation on the size of genes that can be packaged into virus particles. And so this kind of gene editing approach might be more suitable for these kinds of diseases. And an example might be the ABCA4 gene, for example, that causes Stargardt's disease. Another example of an inherited retinal disease which might be intractable to gene therapy are dominant diseases, or diseases that are inherited in an autosomal dominant fashion. So in these particular diseases, a patient will inherit only a single faulty copy from a single parent. And in these particular diseases, the mutation, rather than causing a loss of function of the gene, actually results in the resultant protein acquiring a new toxic function, if you like. And so these kinds of dominantly inherited toxic gain of function diseases are also not really amenable to a gene replacement kind of therapy to replace the missing function. And so this is another category of inherited retinal diseases that we think will be applicable to gene editing technologies. So the basis of gene editing is that you directly repair the mutated base in the gene at the genomic level. And so what that requires is it requires the actual delivery of this, what we call base editing machinery, directly into the cell type that is affected. And then the base editing machinery acts directly on the genome to correct the mutation. So in fact, the range of inherited retinal diseases that can be treated with this technology, they do not actually share a common fault. It's quite interesting because inherited retinal degenerative diseases are very heterogeneous. So therefore, you know, a number of different genes can cause a single condition. And in addition to this, there may be a whole spectrum of different mutations within a single gene that cause a particular disorder. But in this gene editing approach, we can target any mutation in any gene, provided that there are some very specific genetic features in the vicinity of the mutation to enable it to be specifically targeted. There is a feature called a protospacer adjacent motif. It sounds a bit complicated, but the idea is that it allows specific targeting of the mutation within a specific area. And what we do is we design something called a single guide RNA, and the single guide RNA basically binds to the area of the mutation, if you like, and it specifically recruits the editing machinery directly to that bit of the genome, so it can then repair the mutation at its site in the genome.
How do you get that repair into the eye where it's needed?
Yes, that's a very, very good question. So for this to be successful, you obviously require delivery of sufficient amounts of the editing machinery to the correct type of cell. And so, for example, in inherited retinal diseases, this might be the photoreceptor cell, for example. And so currently, intravitreal injections, for example, or subretinal injections are safely and typically used for the delivery of drugs, for example, and also for gene therapies to the subretinal space to treat inherited retinal diseases. And so this is one proven avenue of delivery, and this would probably involve the delivery or the packaging of the base editing machinery into the virus particle and then the injection into the subretinal space. And so you would get editing of the mutation only in the relevant cell type. So there's a whole range of emerging technologies to specifically deliver these components into the correct kinds of cells.
Do you have a timeline for, say, first stage clinical trials on patients? I mean, I know this is very early stage at the moment.
Yes, it is early stages. I would envision a timeline of perhaps 5 to 10 years for the first stage trials with patients. It is a new and emerging technology, and so obviously we have to be sure that it will be both safe and effective. And so there is a large amount of research going on around these base editors, as I mentioned before, in terms of their specificity and their efficacy. And so we need to apply this evolving field to our research as it evolves.
Just to remind people, we are looking at a very early stage of research here, Jackie, but we'd love to follow the progress of this. Good luck with the research, and thank you for telling us all about it on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, Alan. It's been a pleasure.